نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فنادى في الظلمات ان لا اله الا انت سبحانك اني كنت من الظالمين لا اله الا انت سبحانك اني كنت من الظالمين We've been discussing this dua of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam over the past two or three days. There is great amount of lessons in these stories that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has related in the Quran Sharif. And as we were discussing that this was a dua that Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam made when he was right in the bottom of the ocean, in the stomach of the whale, in the darkness of the night. So there were many, many darknesses which had engulfed him. And in that state, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ We responded to his call. The response that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave to the call of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam is a clear indication that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is listening wherever you are, in whatever condition you are. No matter what amount of darkness you may be engulfed with, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is listening to your dua. There are reasons why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala delays the acceptance of the dua, or sometimes the dua is accepted but you don't see the fruits of that acceptance immediately. Now that is the wisdom of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He knows what is best to give to whom and when. He can keep asking for something but that is not good for him, so Allah Ta'ala does not give that to him. Or sometimes it's a test for him and Allah Ta'ala gives him something better in return or removes some other difficulty that was going to befall him. But here the lesson that we should take is this, and that's what I was trying to convey to you, that as Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فنادى في الظلمات الله لا اله الا انت سبحانك اني كنت من الظالمين So the darkness for him was the stomach of the whale, the darkness of the ocean, the darkness of the night. Now we will say that if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after having responded to the call of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, and after having removed his distress, having ordered the whale to cast him onto the shore, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave him shelter there, shade under the tree, and Allah Ta'ala refreshed him, gave him strength once again in his body, and there's a whole long story to it, but the fact is that for him that was the situation where there was so much of darkness. Now in our times we will say that does every Muslim then, because Allah Ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ So does it mean that every person now in our time has to first, who is a believer, has to first go into the stomach of some whale and then go deep down the ocean, and then in all those darknesses then he asks Allah Ta'ala to remove his distress, his pain, his suffering, then Allah Ta'ala will respond. Does it mean that? But yet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that this is the way that Allah Ta'ala will give najat, and He is giving najat, and He will continue to give najat from the distress, the pain, the suffering that people undergo. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give those believers till the day of Qiyamah najat. So what does it mean in the case of those believers who are going to come after Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam? So for them it means that they must see what different kinds of darknesses they are engulfed with. Now in our time we will say there's so many kinds of darknesses. Therefore Noor is Wahid. Allahu Nooru Samawati Wal Ard. Allahu Waliyul Ladina Amanu Yukharijuhum Minaz Zulumat Ilan Noor. So Zulumat is plural. There's too many kinds of darknesses that are existing in this world. It's not only the darkness of the night, it's not only the darkness of the waters of the ocean. Look at the darkness of our environment. Now people are complaining in these days that there's a lot of darkness. We don't know how to make amal. Shaitan and nafs have overpowered us due to the darkness that exists in our environment. So indeed there's a lot of darkness. The person himself is engulfed with so many different kinds of darknesses. Our whole environment, we say that there's rave clubs and discos and cinemas and the darkness of violence and the darkness of murders and killings and hijackings, and we can just go on counting and counting. There's nothing but darkness. Then the darkness of zina. Each of these evil actions creates a darkness. Because we don't have that sight, therefore we cannot see it. But those whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed with a spiritual heart, or with spiritual sight, then they can see many things that we cannot see. And we cannot deny that, because there are lots of things that we see under the microscope, but we cannot see it with our naked eyes. There are lots of stars that are seen with the telescope, but if you ask a person to look up and look at the sky and tell us about the stars, he cannot see those stars and give you the details, but you can see it through a telescope. There are many things like that in this world. The doctors are all the time scanning and giving us different kind of information. So if we believe that there are different things that you can see through different equipment, so just like that, if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed some people due to their piety, due to their taqwa, due to their connection with Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if they get that kind of spiritual sight and they see things that we do not see, then why should we have any kind of doubt? But of course it does not mean that they can see all the time. It is like kash that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives them. Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayh, he was making wuzu. Now Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam has said that the water of wuzu, when the person is washing his face, when he's washing his hands, when he's washing his feet, then the sins fall off with the water of wuzu, meaning the minor sins. Major sins you have to make tawbah, and if it's the rights of people you have to fulfill. But those minor sins, so those are washed off with the water of wuzu. Now has any one of us seen any kind of sins in that water of wuzu being washed away? But as Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayhi was sitting next to a young person, and when he looked, he didn't even look at that young person, he saw in the water. That person was sitting next to him and making wuzu. So in that water he saw that this young person is committing zina. So he turned towards him and he said, "My young friend, you must stay away from zina." Then one other time he was making wuzu, he said, "My young friend, don't be disobedient to your parents." Now like that, where can we see that? But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave him that sight. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, the person came to his majlis, to his gathering, to his program as we call it in these days. And when Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala saw his eyes, he said, "What is happening to our people that they come to us and zina is dripping from their eyes?" So now that person must have cast lustful glances. So just like that, we see lots of things and they see lots of things. So if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, what was I discussing? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if He heard, yes, I was saying that there's darkness in zina, there's darkness in stealing, there's darkness in everything, there's a kind of darkness. So the environment that we complain about, that there's a lot of darknesses around. So what must we do? We must do the same thing that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam did in the stomach of the whale, in the bottom of the ocean, darkness of the night. That we too must turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and we must say, "Oh Allah, we are in distress. All these darknesses are engulfing us. We are surrounded by all these darknesses. Our hearts are becoming dark because of the overpowering influence of all these darknesses. So Ya Allah, what must we do?" La ilaha illa anta. Exactly the same thing what Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam said, there is none worthy of worship but Allah. Our ilah must be Allah alone. When we are saying that, we must truly believe that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got the power to take us out of all those darknesses and bring us into light, to take us out of the world of ignorance and give us knowledge. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got the power to take us out of sins and bring us into the light of amal and actions and ibadat. But we have to make the effort. We have to turn towards Him and ask Him to give us the health and the strength and the ability and the courage to get out of these sins. We have to make the right effort. We cannot just sit and make dua and expect everything to happen. For everything else we make an effort. We don't just sit back, relax and say, well, the business, what do I have to go to the shop for? Allah Ta'ala is Razzaq. We don't do that. We make an effort. So in the same way, we have to make that effort to get out of those darknesses. And we turn towards Allah Ta'ala to give us the strength and to give us the courage. And we must make Allah alone our ilah. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Meaning this, that lots of people in this world, they have made their hawa, their passions, their evil desires, their ilah. They are worshipping their evil desires. So when you are going to worship your evil desires, meaning that we are at the beck and call of nafs and shaitan. Whenever nafs and shaitan says, do this, do that, we're ready. Hazir janab, we are ever ready. So we have made that our ilah. Whereas our ilah, the only one that we should bow down before and worship was Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We should obey His command. So when we are going to do that, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will respond to our call too. Just as He responded to the call of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam and took him out of that pain and distress and suffering and difficulty that he was going through. So any person up till the day of Qiyamah who is a believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and he sincerely turns towards Allah ta'ala, truly believing that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one that listens and he is wise, he is hakim and he is hakim also. Hakim, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we know that he is hakim. But he is also hakim, he is wise too. So whatever Allah ta'ala decides, it is the best of all decisions. Once again, that couplet comes to mind, which I must have mentioned 120 times by now. Be-kefi mein bhi toh humne ek kefe musalsal dekha hai. Be-kefi mein bhi toh humne ek kefe musalsal dekha hai. Jis haal mein bhi woh rakhte hain, us haal ko akmal dekha hai. Jis raah se woh le jaate hain, us raah ko ashal dekha hai. Jis raah ko hum tajweez kare, us raah ko asqal dekha hai. The gist of which is this, that in whichever condition my Allah keeps me, the person is making the effort to do the right and is making plenty of istighfar and tawbah over those mistakes and sins and faults. And if it is the rights of people also, is going out of his way to fulfill them, to ask them for maaf, or what if it involves monies, then he's making the effort to pay. If it's namaz, roza, zakat, he's trying to make the qazas. After that, whatever condition come upon him, then he truly believes that that is the best route. That's the best condition. Allah Ta'ala knows that for this person that is the best. For some person poverty is the best. And for some person richness is the best. And for some person good health is the best. And for some person weakness is the best. Now, it does not mean that we must not ask for good health, we must not ask for wealth. We must ask for everything. And we must make the correct effort also in that direction. However, at the end of the day, the decision will be made by Allah Ta'ala. No matter how much the person makes an effort in the marketplace, but how much risk is destined for him, that much he will get. So then he accepts that as that is the best for me. Whichever route my Allah Ta'ala takes me through is the best route for me. Whichever condition he keeps me in is the best condition, because he is my Khaliq, he is my Malik, he is my sustainer. My life is in his hands. I am his slave. So he knows what is best for me. So now this person will make tafweez after making the tadbeer, making the right effort, then he will resign his will to the will of Allah Ta'ala. So the route, he says, which I choose for myself, I found that to be the most difficult route. And the road that Allah Ta'ala chooses for me to take me towards Him, I found that to be the best of all routes. And I conclude again with the same message that I've been giving over the years, that there are only two roads and two routes to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Either it is going to be the road of shukr or it is going to be the road of sabr. that Allah Ta'ala will give good health, good wealth, good children, good home, good car, good everything, and test for shukr, that how grateful is this person for the ni'mats and bounties that I have blessed him with. Oh, Allah Ta'ala will take him through the route of sabr, like Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam in his sickness, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam in the bottom of the water, in the stomach of the wheel, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam through so many different trials and tests in Taif and here and there. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows which is the best route, so some people he will take through the route of sabr. That the person is tested, sickness, ill health, weakness, poverty, and the person says that things, that troubles are and difficulties are raining upon me. Now that is the route of sabr. That he makes the right effort, takes medication, goes to the marketplace, make whatever effort is necessary, and then resigns his will to the will of Allah Ta'ala. That is what tafweez is. And once he does that, believe me, that person is going to have sukoon in his heart. Then this person will truly be like that patient who knows that he is suffering from a serious disease and there is a need for surgery to remove those cancerous tissues. So the person will submit himself. Now the doctor is slicing, cutting, chipping, chopping, but at the end of the day, happily he even gives him fees. Why? Because he knows mentally, he knows, in his mind he knows that although there's some pain, difficulty and suffering, but at the end of the day there's going to be cure and shifa for me and I will get good health again. So he's going through some pain and all, but he's still happy. In his mind he's happy. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must give us that kind of yaqeen in him, that we must turn towards him and ask him to get us out of all these zulumat. And then make the effort in that direction. To the person is saying, Ya Allah, get me out of this zulumat. And next thing is purchasing a ticket to go there, to the disco. So then can that be a sincere person? So if we are making that dua, then we must go to the right type of programs. We must distance ourselves from those places where there's darkness. Then accidental sins, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make them up. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me, give you and the Ummah the tawfiq of amal. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that mankind is facing around the globe, and especially the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May He bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.